It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. I remember as a kid getting a bunch of quarters and going to a video arcade called Mickey's to play Donkey Kong or Frogger. Oh, we had an Atari at home, but for the good games, the really cool ones, I had to go to a special building apart from anything else in my life. Since then, games have found their way into all of our lives, our living rooms, our computers, our phones. So it's fair to ask what they're up to and where they'll go next. That is on Ian Bogost's mind a lot. Ian's a professor at Georgia Tech and one of the top video game thinkers in America. His new book is How to Do Things with Video Games. Bogost says, as a society, we're thinking about games all wrong.
One of the biggest assumptions is that games are just for fun or for entertainment or they're for wasting time. But there's a flip side to that assumption, which is that games have the potential to be used for very serious things, you know, like politics or education. If you put the two together, what you get is the idea that video games are either a waste of time or they can save the world. And instead, I want to suggest, well, video games, like every mature medium, they do a whole lot of things, everything in between wasting time and maybe saving the world.
How will our experience playing games be different in the future than it is now?
The most exciting thing that could happen to games, to me, is that we could stop talking about them as a separate practice. So we might play a game in a way that we wouldn't even notice. In the same way as you watch a video when you get on the airplane that's supposed to teach you the safety features of the airplane, or you look at an image on a printed card, imagine if instead of doing that or in addition to doing that, you experienced some sort of a video game or simulation that led you through the experience of emergency as a kind of drill application. It may sound like a silly example, but it's the kind of thing that it suggests the sort of ordinary, mundane ways that we constantly interact with information on a day-to-day basis. And I'm actually almost as interested in those applications of games as I am in the more exciting or world-saving applications.
How do young people just arriving in a place like Georgia Tech see video games differently than someone who's 30, 40, 50 years old?
I think one of the big differences is that they've grown up knowing that this is an aspect of creativity that they have access to. It's not just a kind of strange medium that appears out of nowhere by some small group of young men toiling alone in dark rooms. So they have the idea that that they've experienced the medium of video games in their lives and they see some potential in it. There's something new that they see that they can do with it. And that might be something familiar or it might be something totally different.
That's Ian Bogost. We have a link to his site, including fascinating games he designed, at marketplacetech.org. Can something be both deeply intimate and completely impersonal? The newly released Post Secret app is based on the popular Post Secret blog. On that blog, people post artistically presented anonymous confessions, such as, I made my therapist cry, or I fear that I will never be the person my dog thinks I am, or no one knows that I'm not returning to my job after summer vacation. The app lets you create and post your own anonymous secret confessions, but it registers where you are. So the idea is that you're walking around a city, you have the app up on your phone, and then you read the secret life of people just walking by, those people who never say anything. I can't tell if it all makes the world a warmer place or more lonely. Find us online at marketplacetech.org. Read our blog, hear some previous shows. We're also on Facebook. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, always thinking of ways to help your business be ready for anything. More at bestbuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.